Neil McKenzie, Ben from ABC Kimberley. Can you describe what you're looking at and how it's making you feel?
It's a very sad and a day for us, community people in Broome, especially Indigenous people and TOs from this country. And they've just taken away a young lady who's a descendant of this country. And there's two more to be taken away, and I think there's more that are behind there. And it's a very sad occasion for the state government for letting this happen and the community of Broome.
Is this going to be the end of protests?
This is definitely not the end. I would say this is just another challenge, another barrier that we've got to cross over, and it's just only a start. We're going to be at least exercising our duty to our country, our land, as well as the community members of Broome. This whole scene here is orchestrated by Indigenous TOs from this country, as well as concerned citizens of our community and Australian people of this land. So we'll do whatever it takes, whatever we can, to actually prevent and maintain control of our country and our lands that belongs to our Aboriginal people of this country in Broome, and community members and Australian people from Australia.
Are you feeling like this is becoming unstoppable, that you're going to have to, let go in the end?
We haven't started feeling that way. We're not going to let go. We're going to continue our fight. There's a Supreme Court action in place, and everything they're doing here is invalid.
I am Janet Cox. I am here sitting. I will sit and be arrested. I'm here to protect country for the future.
What is your relationship to this country, to James Price Point?
My country. It's all our country. We share this country.
Right now you're sitting and you're surrounded by tens of police officers. What are you feeling at the moment?
Angry, very angry. At what they are doing and what the government's doing. He told us sorry. What the sorry was for, to drag us off our country still and destroy it and drag it right out from under our feet.
We've spoken before about
He's always taking things. There is no future for us. Just keep taking and taking, not giving back. The sorry is not a sorry.
How do you feel about, other traditional owners have decided they want this to happen? How does that make you feel that other people have said, yes, they do want this to go ahead?
Make me feel shame to call themselves Aboriginal people. They're not
all about safety and kids' safety.
It's not for them to do this.
What is your fears? What would a gas processing facility do to James Price Point in your mind? What are your fears?
We're going to have nothing. We're going to have nothing. If they're going to take it away, then they might as well take us and leave us in there too.
Can you describe to people who aren't from James Price Point, it's not their traditional country, what it means, what traditional country means, what role does it play in your life? How is it important?
Look, it's an article. It's there to protect the country, our ancestors. All our families are lying there. The bones are lying around. Why shouldn't they be left alone and rest in peace? How would they want us to go and dig up their family graves and scatter it around, bulldoze it? How would they feel? Have they got families? Have they got children?
Are you prepared to be arrested today over this?
Yes, I am.
Are you afraid of being arrested?
No, I hope this will make our people much stronger. Go to them here.
Police, get your over the soft sand if you don't get out of the way. Ladies and gents,
bring it!